Thank you for listening to Las Vegas Weekly's Second Helping Podcast. I'm Brock, here with Leslie and Genevieve, as usual, and we're ready to take you on a journey into the most delicious parts of Las Vegas. You can find this show every month at lasvegasweekly.com/podcasts, or at the Las Vegas Weekly YouTube channel, or on Apple Podcasts. And it will be a lot easier to find us every month if you subscribe to the show. Thanks. So this show is all about my favorite food, pizza, which I can talk about forever. Although when we started planning this episode, I feel like I'd said this before. Like, oh, we're talking about my favorite food today. Is every food my favorite food and we come in here and everything, I love everything? Is that the problem?
I think that happens. Yeah. I think that's a thing, yes.
That's bad.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a problem. You just like a lot of food.
It seems like a problem.
I thought fried chicken was your favorite food from the last two episodes ago. I'm pretty sure I said that.
You did. You did say that. And then you came in here the next week and were like, pizza is my favorite food. And we were just like, wait, what?
Pizza is my favorite food. Fried chicken's like my favorite food that I'm not supposed to eat. Mm. Especially now because I'm doing Noom. The Noom app.
Yes.
So I'm really trying to eat healthier.
But is pizza really healthier?
It's healthier than fried chicken. That's
is
for
it?
Sure.
Yeah. Because if I were like choosing between pizza and fried chicken, I would think pizza was worse for me.
It depends on what's on it and what kind of crust.
Yes.
Because if it's like that super dense, heavy crust, then I would probably pick the chicken as being healthier. But if it's a thinner crust, you know, maybe like a vegetarian slice, then that's probably healthier.
And I love those too. Those are really
good.
You
love it all.
So I can eat my veggie pizza forever. Yeah, lower calories. I guess it depends what you're trying to achieve. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm just trying to not be a mess all the time.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yes, I guess it is. But pizza, to me, pizza is like everybody's favorite food. I feel like it's kind of America's favorite food, even though you might not think of it as an American food. To me, it definitely is.
I never really order pizza. Unless it's like, you know, I'm at a party or something and there's pizza around, because yes, I still go to parties where there's pizza. I don't know, if I'm in a restaurant and pizza's on the menu, I guess I do have it in my head that it's like not as healthy, and I'm like worried about all the carbs, and I probably will opt for like, I don't know, a salad or something boring. But if it's a flatbread, then I'll eat it.
I know what you mean, but I lived in New York for such a long time where pizza was a grab-and-go food, where you buy a slice from the corner, from a window, and you fold it in itself, and you get a soda or a drink or whatever, and then you just start walking away. And you don't really see that here too much.
It's a food of convenience in New York.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think I ate more pizza there than I do here, because it feels like a commitment. Pizza here, because you have to get like the whole thing.
You don't just accidentally eat a slice of pizza in Las Vegas like you do in New York. I don't know if we have like that kind of a food in Las Vegas, although I have eaten pizza in the car before. Does that count?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the car pizza, which is the pizza that you just keep in your car for like a week and you just eat a slice?
You're making this up. This is not a thing.
No, a friend of mine actually did that once. It was during the winter and it stayed cold and she ate the pizza throughout the week.
You
heard it here.
She didn't get sick?
No, it's like 40 degrees out.
I think that's risky on different levels. I think the biggest risk there is that someone's going to see you pull a pizza box out of your back seat and take a bite out of a slice, and someone you know is going to see that, and then you're going to have to explain that box has been back there for 4 days now. That's just what I'm doing this week.
It's
my car pizza.
I think it's badass.
Yeah, maybe like drive-through food is the West Coast answer to the street slice.
Yeah. There's only one place here that I know. When I used to work downtown, I used to walk to Pizza Rock, and you know they have the window there, and we used to grab a slice for lunch, like people I work with, and then we'd walk back to the office, and that was as close to that experience as I can get. But I don't know anywhere else where you can do a slice and, you know, a drink and then walk away.
There's that window at the Link, Flour and Barley, is that what it's called? And I've grabbed a slice there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can't think of where else I've grabbed a slice.
Evil Pie, I think, might have slices.
Oh, they do. Evil Pie.
They definitely do. I don't know. They had a window. I don't know if they use their window still, but they did at one time have a window that you could order from, so you don't even have to go inside. Maybe that's why the Secret Pizza at Cosmo really resonated from when that place first opened, because that was just an experience that you couldn't really find in Las Vegas that much, and then here it is, and it's kind of hidden, and it was pretty good pizza, too.
Oh, yeah, really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Genevieve, so you, when you lived in New York, did that kind of acclimate you to New York pizza? Is that, like, your preference?
Yes, I'm actually kind of, I'm less hesitant to try anything else. Like, I won't eat, like, a deep dish pie.
You won't even try it.
I've tried it. It's not my thing. And I don't like cracker, the thin crust. I like the fold over, you know, when you fold over the pizza, which I think a lot of people don't really do here. I mean, you know,
I never fold my pizza. Yeah.
Right.
I don't do it.
What if it folds itself when you pick it up? It's that floppy. Then what do?
I don't eat it. I don't know.
Wait, do you use a fork?
No, okay. No. Doesn't Donald Trump do that?
Yes, or somebody did.
No. Have you seen the commercials for Papa John's is doing, I don't even remember what they call it, but it's basically two slices of pizza stacked on top of each other, and they're like, it's not a sandwich, it's not pizza.
What?
It's something else, blah, blah, blah. And it, first of all, it is pizza. And it's just folding a slice over, essentially.
So you're just eating two pieces at the same time. That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Is it? It's not a pizza slice on top of a pizza slice.
It is, but cheese side into each other.
Oh.
So like you can hold both.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like an unzipped calzone.
But again, who needs that? Because like we don't need the portable pizza here. As we already established.
I don't want to put Papa John's on blast, but that's a hard pass. That's real bad.
I've never had Papa John's, so I don't have an opinion anything. Either way.
Well, that makes me think of the old saying that, you know, even bad pizza is good pizza. I think it's one of those foods that people like so much that they say that silly thing about it. And that's not true. There is bad pizza. Papa John's is one of it. Like, all those big chains are pretty bad.
Papa John's is, like, sweet. That's, like, when I think of Papa John's, it's, like, I don't know why. It's, like, they have sugar, like, a really weird amount of sugar in their sauce or something. That, like, that's just what I remember from them. I will cave and eat Domino's sometimes, and I do actually like Pizza Hut's pan. Pizza Hut's pan pizza. That crust gets like super crunchy and it's really good.
Is Domino's do you think Domino's is the best of the big corporation pizzas?
Probably.
I haven't eaten any of them recent enough to compare.
Yeah, I don't eat them often enough to really know.
Well, I have a 15-year-old son who really loves Pizza Hut. So I don't mind it. I've tried having him try like the more like the non-chain pizzas, and they don't resonate with him at all. Like he wants Pizza Hut, which is I find interesting and gross at the same time. I'm like, I can't eat that stuff. I mean, I will eat it if there's no other, you know, choice. But like I've tried bringing pies from elsewhere, and he just really doesn't like it.
Maybe they have some kind of weird teenage addictive chemical.
Maybe the salt. I don't know. I feel like that stuff's so much saltier than a handcrafted pizza that you'd get from like, you know, your neighborhood spot. And I think that salt is like, you know, that's just like
it grabs a hold of the brain.
Yeah, it does.
It is totally like it's the fast food approach to pizza. Where
totally.
Just putting as much sugar and salt as they can.
Right.
And you know, you're never really satisfied when you're eating that. You keep wanting more. So
there's a lesson I've learned from Noom. It's pretty much like a one-note thing, and there's no depth. You're not tasting, like, layers of anything other than dough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And cheese, lots of cheese.
Thankfully, there is still room in my noom eating for pizza. I think it has changed the kind of pizza that I'm eating, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Settebello has a location right in my neighborhood. We had kind of a Friday night ritual of going there if we weren't going out, kind of close off the week and have a cocktail and a pizza at Settebello and just kind of chill and get ready for the weekend. And, you know, that is really thin crust, very few ingredients involved in making that style of pizza. So that works out pretty well.
Yeah, I love Settebello. They have that like $5 happy hour. And I grabbed just, you know, one of those small personal pizzas and left feeling, you know, full but not disgusting. And that's, I think, from childhood, I still have that association with pizza. Like, I'm going to feel so gross afterward.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, places like Settebello or even, like, I love the pizza at La Strega. Like, that does not do that to you, you know, because it is. It's quality ingredients. So,
speaking of happy hour, my favorite happy hour is actually Pizza Rock. Because they have the $5 pizzas also. I think it's $5. I can't remember. But you can get is it like 8-inch pizza? It's a personal pizza that you can completely customize. And again, I can choose what I put on that. So you can kind of control,
mm-hmm.
like I won't put meat in it because, you know, that just, you know, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that you can, you know, it's kind of like the grab-and-go pizza, but in a circle instead of, like, just a slice. But
yeah, How much is it?
I think it's $5.
I
have to, like, double-check. But they have really good happy hour. That's my favorite happy hour nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Leslie, you are not... You didn't live in New York. You have lived in the Midwest.
I have, yes.
Did you grow up eating some kind of crazy Midwest pizza that instilled these unfortunate childhood associations?
Uh-huh. I grew up eating what most people would consider Frankenstein pizza. I grew up in this, like, suburb outside of Chicago, and it was just totally normal to eat at my neighborhood spot, Aurelio's, which we actually had one out here. I don't think it exists anymore, but they cut their pies into squares. I love square pizza. Like, I will make the argument that, like, there is no pizza besides a square pizza. And actually wrote about it in this issue because there's something about getting your pizza cut into squares that, like, A, you can eat a ton and, like, still not feel like you're gorging yourself somehow. I mean, obviously, you still are, but it feels like you can eat.
Is this like some sort of mental jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, it is. It's mental gymnastics, but it feels like you can eat more of it. And then the other thing is, like, there's so many different types of slices in this one pizza because you have your corner pieces that get, like, burnt and crispy and the cheese is, like, charred. And then you have the middle pieces, which are, like, totally cheesy, covered in toppings. And then you have the ones on, like, the outer perimeter that are just, like, all right, you have some toppings, not so much cheese. And I don't know. It's just, like, a really diverse pizza.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I like the middle pieces.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I love the crispier edge of pizza, of course, but there's something about those crustless middle segments.
Yeah, I mean, my family, like, that's the thing, too, is back in Indiana, like, it was a family outing, and we would, like, go and get this pizza. And so I think that's also why I don't really eat that much pizza anymore, because I still associate, like, getting pizza with this, like, square cut Chicago style pizza. So
what if it is a round pizza cut in squares? Is that okay? Is that what you're talking
about?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It is a round pizza.
Okay.
Did I just like...
cut in square. Oh.
Yeah. Did I just blow your mind?
A rectangular pizza, like a Sicilian pizza cut in squares. That's what I was thinking.
No, I actually don't like Sicilian either. Because, like, okay, so let me back up.
Because you would want that to be cut in spheres.
Yeah, just, like, hole punch it. No, so, like, the pizza I'm talking about comes in a circle but they cut it into squares. And then it's also super thin crust, and it's, I didn't know this until recently, Brock, you actually told me, they use cornmeal in the crust. So it's, like, sturdy and crunchy versus, like, other thin crust pizzas that end up just getting, like, soggy and floppy because the crust is so thin.
Yeah.
I just truly don't think there's a better type of pizza. Like, it's just my favorite way to eat pizza.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Years ago, about 5 years ago, I wrote a big feature for Las Vegas Weekly about pizza in Vegas and why Vegas is a great pizza town. And after talking to a whole bunch of pizza makers and chefs and restaurant people working in town and all across the country, what I learned is their definition of, like, what makes a great pizza city is not about the particular way that they make it there. Like, is New York style better than Chicago style? It's more about having different styles made at a very high level. And, yeah, and we have that in Vegas. You know, that's that's what they think makes a city a great place to eat pizza. And we do have that diversity. We don't, of course, we don't have a Vegas style of pizza the same as we don't have a Vegas style of anything, really, when it comes down to it. But we do have New York, we do have Chicago, we do have more authentic Italian regional versions. Yeah, it's pretty awesome here.
It is. You can kind of go anywhere and find your style.
Well, we wanted to further dig into those different styles, so we went to the one place that probably has the most variety around town, and that's Pizza Rock, and brought six distinctive pizzas to our Las Vegas Weekly offices and let our entire staff sample and taste and share their opinions, and it was a whole lot of fun. So, Ray, which pizza did you try?
So I had two slices of the all cheese, thick crust pizza.
That would be the Sicilian.
The Sicilian, and I'll tell you this. Really tasty. The crust was crispy. It just really hit the spot, but it was kind of light. It looked like it was a heavy pizza, and I'm borrowing this comment from somebody here in the newsroom.
He's chewing right now.
He's
so
chewing
he
it right
can't
now,
make it
but
for
he made
himself.
A, he made an absolute great point.
You're his pizza consigliere.
Yeah, I also had the thinner piece with sausage, and on the top it had the dab of...
That would be the old Chicago, and that's not sausage. It's actually, oh, there is sausage, but there's meatball on that pizza, too.
Oh, I love meatball.
And that little dollop of ricotta.
Ricotta.
Is the, that's one of my favorite kinds of pizzas at Pizza Rock because it's called Chicago Cracker Thin.
Okay.
So people think about deep dish pizza when they think about Chicago pizza, and it's certainly famous for that. But this is the alternative to that.
Sure.
Crispier, thin crust, and they actually put cornmeal in the crust, that's those little yellow speckles in there for a little more texture.
What I appreciate about the selection of pizzas back there is they're all kind of equally good. Usually, sometimes you go to a pizza place and they have a specialty, whatever it may be, and they knock that out of the yard. And then some of their other stuff is just run-of-the-mill, but... massively impressed. Whatever I had with the ricotta on top, if it was meatball or sausage, it was just phenomenal. And the cool thing is the crust was real thin and the ricotta held up, so it wasn't sliding over or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. But that was a very good bite as well.
Well put together. Yeah. You've been in Las Vegas forever, so you probably have not... Maybe some of the styles of pizza in there you may have never had before.
Yeah.
We know there's not like a Vegas style of pizza.
No, no. I mean, yeah, I've been here 44 years and, you know, I could tell you stories about, you know, as a kid walking from the Boys and Girls Club to the Villa Pizza on Sand Hill and Flamingo. And, you know, because a lot of the pizza we had, you know, as kids was what, Peter Piper Pizza or whatever it would be with the arcades. And Villa had these, you know, big, long New York style of like cheese pizza, and it was like something you've never had before. And imagine playing all day and then going and having one of those pieces of cheese with like the grease kind of dripping down. And then, you know, Metro kind of started in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the, you know, pizza places that we have that have come to town, like, you know, Naked City's brought its menu of pizzas to town. and done a good job. It's been, and that's one of the cool things about Vegas is we aren't shoehorned into a style on any type right. of food. And because we're such a culture hub, we're getting a ton of like good tacos. And I'm not a big fan of some of the food that like, you know, Spencer Patterson from the Weekly goes and gets, like some of the Indian food that they try every day. I just not
Las Vegas Weekly is so bougie. You can't.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that there's so much here to go off.
Do you still get Villa Pizza sometimes just for old time's sake?
I don't.
It's not the same anymore.
Yeah. So my family is from the tri-state area, which is like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And there's a place called the Carlos. Mm-hmm. And so the Carlos big thing is they put the cheese on top of the pizza when they put it out of the oven.
That's weird.
And so it only melts on there but slightly, and it's squares, and you could get a square for like 50 cents, and it comes in like kind of like this shoebox type of thing. And people in that area swear by it. And, you know, when you bring your family there or somebody there for the first time, you're like, you've got to try this. This is going to, like, expand your, you know, horizon. Some people are like, you're completely wrong. Other people are like, oh, you're right. You can't.
I've never even heard of this. I feel like I need to research this.
Yeah, thing. I'm going to pull up a picture.
So the pizza comes out, and you can see the actual sprinklings of cheese on there still, and it hasn't melted yet.
So they cook the crust with the sauce and whatever your topping that you want. And then when it comes out, then they throw the mozzarella on top.
So now we got Spencer and Ken. And Ken, how many different kinds of pizza did you try?
I think I tried everything except the, what was it called? The one on the end with the tomatoes and the cheese.
Pie. Tomato pie. That's my favorite.
You made the rounds. Good work.
Make the rounds. I actually went back for seconds on certain ones. So.
Do you have a favorite?
I was leaving the tomato pie alone because we have vegetarians in the office and they didn't have a lot of options. So very I was trying to,
I didn't care.
No, there's a few vegetables. There's not like vegetable options, but there is meat-free options. And that's not the same thing. But did you have a favorite of what you tried today?
Oh, well, this sounds lame, but the pepperoni. I'm sorry, but there's just something about pepperoni pizza that it's hard to top it for me.
So that is not only just a pepperoni pizza, but it's pizza romana, Roman style, thin crust, crispy. When we people who live in Las Vegas think about like authentic Italian pizza, we might think about Neapolitan style that we get at Settebello, and Pizza Rock does that too. This is a different. Obviously a different area and a different style of pizza. That's one of my favorites, too.
It was just very simple, mm-hmm. but sometimes simple is the best.
What did you eat, Spencer?
I ate everything. So is that six pizzas? I mean, I was, you know, I cut some of the slices down, so I didn't have six full slices because then I'd be in a corner.
Ditto, by the way. No way I was taking full slices.
Yeah, some of those were big.
Was there any of these that you had never had before? You're a Pizza Rock regular.
I've been over there a lot, and sometimes I don't even know what I'm eating because I'm in groups and they just put things, you know, things come out and I try them. I'm not sure I've had that one. Was it the Sicilian in the corner? The thicker one? Yeah, that might have been a first. That was great.
Yeah, that's the kind of focaccia style dough.
I love that. It looked like it was going to be heavy, and it was not heavy at all. Mm-hmm. So that was cool.
Neither one of you guys grew up here. Do you have like a childhood pizza experience that is nostalgic to you that you remember really well?
I'd love to say that I have like some hometown favorite, but honestly, I grew up on Pizza Hut for the most part, and and Shakey's and Round Table, and you know, that was pretty much our options where I was doing most of my growing up.
I think probably when you were growing up and when I was growing up, Pizza Hut probably was the neighborhood place. It wasn't like it is now, where it's this huge chain. And
then Ray mentioned, just before I came in, he mentioned Peter Piper. That was also a place we went as kids. If there were birthday parties or even like with my grandparents, I remember them taking me there because you could do like skee ball and video games with your pizza, which was nice.
Were you actually making
a
dough comparison? Were you eating different pizzas thinking about the dough and how they...
Yes, how they definitely. Yeah, dough is super... It's like number one, and then it's marinara. And then they can kind of be interchangeable if the marinara is really, really good. then the dough doesn't have to be as good.
Well, this is Yasmina, by the way, and one of those pizzas, we didn't get what we were supposed to get. There, we ordered the Detroit Red Top pizza.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And they forgot to put the marinara on it.
Was that the dry?
Yes. I've never tried that one. That's one of the rare Pizza Rock varieties I haven't tried, and I was so excited to try it. And then they forgot the sauce, so I didn't touch it. I didn't even sniff it because I didn't want to taint my experience.
I know. I would be. You're like angry at the pie.
It's supposed to have. They actually put the sauce on at the end of that one. They like bake it with the cheese and everything, and then I think they pour the marinara on. They kind of do stripes.
Ooh.
At the end.
See, that would have been really good because the Sicilian. I think that's the other deep. That one was really good.
Yeah. Had you had that before?
No. And the dough, you know, usually when there's so much dough, I'm like, oh, I like more of the sauces and the toppings. But I took a bite, and I was like, ooh, this is good dough, nice sweet sauce, great cheese. And, like, then you try the other one that was supposed to have the marinara, and I was like, is it the same dough? Because it's super dry, and I can't breathe. And like, I need liquids now.
So would you say you're more of a thin crust person or more of a more substantial?
It's, you know what I am? I like it a little crunchy, a little chewy, and definitely flavorful. So like, you have to know you're eating dough, like almost like artisan bread.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be, it's like, it can't be too strong of a flavor. It's subtle. It's more about the texture. So, like, great dough has, like, a real nice crunch, but also the doughy, the chewiness, the softness, like, of a fresh bread coming out of the oven. Ugh, yes. So it doesn't matter if it's thick or thin or whatever. It just has to have those combinations.
You know what you're talking. Why aren't you the food writer here? You're wasting your talents.
I love describing food. I'm like, let me tell you what my mouth thinks right now.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Which of those varieties did you enjoy the most? Did you try a bunch or did you only try a few? Or
I tried all of them.
You did the full.
I did. I took the cycle. You know, yes.
Thanks. Thanks for putting in the extra effort.
Well, I personally.
It was really challenging to put in that extra
It was.
Free pizza.
It's like, let me cut this in fourths, but no. I personally love thin crust pizza. And so for me, the dark sleeper in this contest was definitely the Sicilian. It surprised me. I don't like thick crust. I don't like Chicago-style pizza. So when I tried the thick crust, and it was just, like Yasmina said, the texture.
It was so
incredible.
Good.
It just, you know, it was perfect. And then with just the subtle taste of marinara, and then you have like that garlicky cheese on top. Oh, it was primo. Loved it. So I would have to say the Sicilian won me over. But secondly, I would say the mozzarella.
Oh, you like the mozzarella.
I can't remember the name of it specifically, but it had sausage and mozzarella. And
The old Chicago.
Oh,
yeah. It's got meatball sausage and ricotta, those little dollops of ricotta.
Yeah, the ricotta, that's what it was. And again, it comes down to texture, that creaminess and the surprise. You know, you're eating regular pizza, but then you have that nice moisture that just rolls on the tongue and makes it all beautiful.
I love the Americana. That was my, I think, that one and the Sicilian. Because the Americana had all the great toppings.
I think
that's what the one with all the toppings.
I actually kept when I was ordering these, I got some of them. I kind of simplify the toppings on some of them. For example, the Sicilian, you can get that with all kinds of different toppings. They have like four or five different, where it's that dough in different combinations. Yeah. But I really wanted people to focus on the dough and the sauce and just those textures like you talked about.
Yeah, I was like, that was a 3, 2, 1, yay! Like,
yes.
It was simple and perfect.
The Americano, since that is like one of the American styles, and that's the only pizza that isn't like from a specific place. Like Chicago. The tomato pie is a New York
Sicilian
variation. Yeah. But the Americano is just like, this is American, you know? We put everything on excess. It.
Right, we want the combination, want the throw experience. It all on there, yeah, right?
I liked it. I like America.
Jeff, did you sample many different pizzas, or oh. did you have some restraint today?
No, I don't think I have any restraint. I just shoved everything into my face. Well, Pizza Rock has never disappointed me.
Right. You can't really go wrong. Were there any pies in there that you hadn't had before?
I wasn't familiar with the Detroit Red Top.
Yeah.
And that was a real treat. Though I think I got one slice that we did it without the sauce, but I think I got a slice without the crust as well.
The whole pie came without the sauce, actually, which is kind of heartbreaking because I was really looking forward to trying that one. I hadn't had it before.
But just astonishing flavor in the cheese. Mm-hmm. Just the cheese itself was had layers I didn't expect.
Yeah. It's a cheddar. It's a white cheddar. I don't think there's any mozzarella involved with that one. That's on top, and then they use what's called a Wisconsin brick cheese, and they shove that in between the dough and the big, thick, blackened, rectangular pan that they cook it in, which would create that real crunchy, almost burnt cheese edge.
Yeah, and that excellent umami. I like the way it kind of played out. When I came back here in 2012, I was pleased at how the pizza scene had blown up.
Yeah.
You know, because for years we just had Metro, which was good, but, you know, it was just the one thing. And, you know, now I've got Good Pie, I've got Pizza Rock, I've got Naked City, all very different styles, you know, and all, you know, very different. And these guys talk to each other.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So, you know, I think everybody's pizza's getting better. It's, you know, the rising tide of cheese is lifting all the boats.
Well, we have Las Vegas Weekly's pizza issue coming out this month of March, and we all got to contribute to that. Did you, Genevieve, did you learn anything from what you worked on for the pizza issue?
I did. I got to interview Tony Gimignani, I hope I'm saying that correctly, who is, of course, you know, the brainchild of, or Pizza Rock is his brainchild. And he said so many things that I was just like, wow, there's so much thought that goes into pizza that I never thought of. Like he talked about, you know, like the starters that they use for their dough, like, you know, the pre-fermentation, the cheese that goes in, like they order from everywhere. And there's so many varieties of cheese. It just like blew my mind. And just how knowledgeable he is, obviously, about pizza. He's been doing this for a really, really long time. So I learned a lot. And after that conversation, I definitely wanted to go out there and have, like, you know, one or two slices or whatever of pizza, because it was just a very interesting conversation. And like to hear like his thought on like creating the best pizza, like what kind of what goes into his mind when he creates the perfect pie is quite fascinating to hear.
Yeah, I agree. I've talked to him a few times. I think it's really cool to talk to a chef that really is like a craftsman and focuses on one thing like that. And there's a lot of really passionate pizza makers in Las Vegas like him that like dedicate everything just to figuring out how to make the best pizza every day, which sounds like such a simple task.
Right. I mean, it's almost very like they're kind of like a scientist and an artist at the same time. Like if you think about all the different crusts, like they're cooked at different temperatures or different flours, like you mentioned, are used. And the thought that goes into that, or the, you know, I mean, there must have been a lot of experimentation over the years in crafting something like that. Almost everything is kind of like a puzzle piece that they've put together. And everything just comes out so well, so.
I got to write about my own personal pizza journey through the years, why I'm so obsessed with pizza. So I didn't really learn anything. I think the best thing I learned is that sausage, onions, and olives is a good combo today.
Yes.
What about you? Did you learn any pizza lessons?
I just wrote an ode to square slices and why it's better than New York pizza. So
so we learned a lot about ourselves.
Yeah. It was a very personal journey, this one.
Of course, everybody is going to go check out the pizza issue or read it online at LasVegasWeekly.com. We've got some really cool food events happening this month that we want to mention. Masaharu Morimoto is kicking off this cool new guest chef series at Eataly. It's actually an Eataly's restaurant, Manzo. So the dinner is on March 5th. But the cool thing about this one is he's going to create a special dish that is like Morimoto style combined with Chef Arnold Corpus, who is the executive chef at Manzo. They're going to collaborate on this dish, and then you can go eat it even though you missed the dinner. It's going to be available all month long at Manzo. And I think Morimoto is doing some kind of a dumpling or like a gyoza with
I love gyoza.
Italian ingredients. So that sounds pretty amazing to me.
It does.
After that, on March 8th, the Shade Tree is celebrating International Women's Day with a fundraiser called Champagne and Pearls. They're going to be honoring two very influential women in Las Vegas, Diana Bennett and Elizabeth Blau, and that event is happening at Queens Ridge. Tickets are $100.
And there's brunch and champagne.
Of course there's brunch. Brunch and a mimosa bar.
Mimosa.
Mimosa. Is that not how you say mimosa?
Mimosa.
Mimosa? Mimosa.
That's an extra large mimosa that I don't share. And then at the end of the month on March 30th, Vetri at the Palms is doing a continuing its collaborative dinner series with LA chefs John Shook and Vinny DiTolo of John and Vinny's Italian. They're taking over Mark Vetri's restaurant that night. It's a Monday night, March 30th, four-course dinner. Everything up there is pretty awesome. I think Vetri's had more local chefs doing stuff lately, but they're bringing in some really well-known LA guys for this one. So we're going to do the best things we ate, but does pizza count?
Yes.
Or are we doing a no pizza clause in the best things we ate?
I already talked about mine.
That's the best thing you ate, that pizza.
Well, I talked about my best pizza that I ate this month, but I can add something else.
What else did you eat that was best?
Last night I went to International Smoke, and it was great. Pretty much everything on the menu is really, really good. They do a really great shellfish platter, and I think that's cool for a spot that is so focused on, you know, smoked meats, to then come out with this, like, grilled lobster, grilled crab, grilled oysters that are just like super top notch and kind of spicy. Definitely crave inducing. And then honestly, my favorite thing, I don't know if this is like blasphemous, but my favorite thing from there was the dessert. They had this like molten lava chocolate cake served with coconut ice cream and a chocolate liquid shell that they pour on top of it, and a trio of tarts. One was a creme brulee, one was a black forest chocolate, and then the third one, and my personal favorite, was butterscotch bourbon caramel. And just like, it was way too much sugar at once, but like all of that together was just incredible, and I would go back there just for the dessert.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
The best thing I ate this month was at my favorite Mexican restaurant, which is Frank and Fina's Cocina way out on the west side off of Flamingo. They have this dish called Chicken Nolan that's really simple. It's like chicken breast cooked in this kind of smooth salsa-y broth with tomatoes and chilies, and I don't know what else is in there, or else I would try to make it at home and then make it more noom friendly too, probably. But you can eat it with tortillas, or you can just eat it by itself. It's really spicy and kind of soulful, and it's like having a stew almost. I've been going there for so long now and ordering that dish quite a bit. I feel like I maybe mentioned this dish on this show already before. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
I've never been there, but I've heard such good things about it.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. What was your best thing?
So actually, the best thing I ate this month were like little bites from the preview at Slanted Door. Mm. Slanted Door is a Vietnamese concept from San Francisco. And I would say it's probably, or at least my most anticipated restaurant opening this year. It was supposed to open last year. It's opening,
I think. Was it supposed to open 2 years ago? It was announced a long time ago.
Yeah. So I was very excited to go to the preview last week. I was actually not feeling great, but I went anyway, and the bites that they were passing around were incredible. Shaking beef, just melted in your mouth. Glass noodles. What else was there? Little bows. Everything that I ate was really, really good. So I can't wait to sit down and have a full meal.
While that is going to do it for Pizza Day here on Second Helping, now this might be my favorite episode so far. Maybe. If it was yours, go ahead and give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Feel free to write something like, I can listen to Brock talk about pizza all day. Or word it however you like. It doesn't matter. Special thanks to Pizza Rock and, of course, to the great Sonia Barcelona for contributing her song Violent Water to the show. You can get more music at artofsonia.com. Special congratulations also to local chefs Nicole Brisson, Dan Cromer, James Trees, and Alan G for being named semifinalists for the James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Southwest. Awesome. Thanks for listening. Come on back next month when we're talking about the Big Vegas Brunch. See you then.